Welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on unceded Musqueam territory, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Sydney, and if you were listening last week, welcome back. If you weren't listening in last week, welcome for the first time. I'm glad to be back. Last week, I played some heavy metal doom music, if you recall. Today, this week, is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be playing some of my favorite punk rock songs, punk songs, all those kind of things. I'm very excited about this show. I have many songs. I think I have 16 compared to last week where I had 10 because doom songs are so long but so beautiful in their own way. I'm very excited about this week's tracks. Then I'm just gonna get right into it, and we're gonna start with NOFX, or NOFX depending on how you pronounce it, with their newest song Fish in a Gun Barrel.
Does anyone know how loaded he was when he unloaded his gun? Does anyone know how loaded he was when the slaughter had begun? Does anyone know how crazy he was? Does anyone think he did it because he thought humans were in season? His brain had a lesion. Is it worse if he didn't have any reason? Does anyone know what number of pints he was planning to spill? To blame. It doesn't matter how many were killed. The debate is the same. Is it all right to honor, just shoot for fun? Is the protection we need from the gun? The blame is always placed on someone. It's always how the story is spun. Only a lunatic would sell a lunatic a gun.
Hard to rip down, hard to refresh, to save them all. Let them go.
You just heard My Own by Outpatient. Before that, you heard Ugly Thoughts by the band Second Narrows from Vancouver. And before even that, you heard Fish in a Gun Barrel by NOFX. And I'm going to be a little bit of a fangirl for a minute. I love NOFX. They have a lot of politically charged music. So if that's not what you're into, that's not what you're into. But their music, it's on its own, absolutely amazing. I could listen to their music all day, and I have done it before. Definitely worth it. They inspired me to learn how to play guitar because of how much I love their songs. So if that says anything about me, I don't know. When I went to buy my guitar, I was talking to the salesperson, and I had never touched a guitar before in my life at that point. I hadn't taken a single lesson, but I was like, what guitar does the guy from NOFX play? And he's like, I don't know, let me look it up real quick, I guess. He looks on Google, he's like, it's this one. And I'm like, I'll take it. I'll take it right now. I don't care how much it costs. I wanna play like them, please. And here I am today, playing their music on the radio. Dream come true for me, quite honestly. Next up, we are listening to another group of three. You know what they say, comedy comes in threes. But I don't know if there's anything funny about these songs. The first one is the song 1994 by Nervous Jerk.
We'll be right back. down the road, everybody yelling, hurry up, hurry up. But I'm waiting for you. I must go slow, I must not think bad thoughts. When is this world coming to? Both sides are right, let both sides murder. I give up. Why can't they?
I Must Not Think Bad Thoughts by X. Before that, we heard Spoke by Shellac of North America, and then before that, 1994 by Nervous Jerk. Shellac of North America, a good band, a great band even. One of my favorites of theirs is Prayer to God. I would have played it for you today, but unfortunately, it has more cuss words than any other words. But it is one of my favorite songs ever. Absolutely amazing. Highly suggest you listen to it. Prayer to God by Shellac of North America on their album 1000 Hertz. Absolutely love it. So something I want to talk about, perhaps unrelated to the music, is that I've been forced to come to the realization that I cannot keep my hands still no matter what. And I absolutely hate it. I don't necessarily hate that I do it. I hate that other people have started to notice. Particularly, I was playing video games with a bunch of people on Friday, and someone gave me a Harry Potter light-up wand, where every time you tap it, it lights up, and then you tap it again, and the light goes out. I probably tapped that wand over 1,000 times on my own leg, on other people's legs, on my face. I cursed people with it. I spent like a good hour with it, and every once in a while someone would look at me and they'd be like, Sydney, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm doing nothing, as I'm hitting myself in the face with this wand. Didn't even notice I was doing it until someone had pointed it out to me. I'm sure I would have bruised my face had I been left to my own devices. There are plenty of other examples of me doing this, playing with pens, playing with receipts at McDonald's, just tapping on things. I don't mind that I do it. Personally, it doesn't affect me because I don't even notice I do it. But it seems to affect the people I'm with because they happen to notice every single time I do it. So that's a bit bothersome. Next. Well, I'm just going to say that all of the songs I'm playing today are going to be in groups of threes. So I'm just going to say that now and then let you just enjoy the groups without having me remind you every single time. So next up, we're going to start with Dry Heaves by Old Man Strength.
Yeah. love podcasts? Do you wish you had the skills to make one? The Vancouver Podcast Festival returns this November 7th to 10th with some of the most popular podcasts from across Canada and around the world. You'll be able to meet the creators and voices behind hit shows like Dirty John, Thunder Bay, The Illusionist, The Secret Life of Canada, Red Man Laughing, and Dark Poutine. You can also sign up for masterclasses to learn from podcasting experts, attend free panels and live recordings at the VPL, or visit Podfair to participate in a meetup, grab a coffee, and converse with fellow podcasters and fans. For more information about tickets and student discounts, visit vanpodfest.ca.
That sounds good.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theatre, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theatre. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheatre.com.
But the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
be there.
Keen on learning bike mechanics, jazzing up or fixing your bike, even buying your first bike? Look no further than the Bike Kitchen, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's community bike shop, offering tune-ups, mechanic classes, and a vast selection of used bikes, as well as an all-around good vibe. Come by and experience it for yourself, on Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn more at thebikekitchen.ca.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Before that advertising break, well, first of all, welcome back. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Before that advertising break, we heard Boyfriend by Beaverette, Mermaid by Frank Love, and Dry Heaves by Old Man Strength. I apologize if this doesn't apply to any of you, but I'd like to give a quick shout out to my dad, who, without fail, on every one of my broadcasts, every single time I talk about something that isn't music, he sends me a text with pretty much the subject line of what I'm talking about with a question mark and nothing else. So today, he writes, cuss words? Question mark? When I was talking about Shellac's song. And then he writes, Harry Potter wand references? Question mark? Obviously when I was talking about the Harry Potter wand. And then immediately after, he sends me a picture of my dog, Zero Context. Does this every week. That was just this week. You can imagine the things I go through living with these kinds of people. Thanks, Dad. Up next, we have Drama Queen by Word Weapon.
Let's learn. It's hard to touch. Figured it out, but
That was Big Mouth by Necking. Before that, you heard Without You by Alimony. And before that, Drama Queen by Word Weapon. All three of those bands from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We are entering the final stretch of today's show, which, as I mention every single time I am on the radio, is oh so sad that we have to say goodbye to me, because I am just the best person out there. I know. I'm so humble. We're just going to go into these next few songs because I don't have too much more commentary to say, although I do have a couple things to say before the last song, so stay tuned for that one. It's very exciting stuff. So up first, we have Pressure by Dead End Job.
Yeah. Chicago screwing it up. Now you've got time to show us how you become this new person, turning over that leaf. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're brighter, keeping your lips a lot tighter. Tell me that you can't see your time is fading away. Take a look inside your head and tell me what you're seeing. I can give you a small hint. It's not exactly what you're thinking. I hear you speaking about me, talking shit all around me. I don't care, cause I'm better, stronger than you'll ever be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're faceless, yeah, looking for life that you're wasting. Tell me that you can't see your time is fading away.
Talk and shit.
No time to figure it out.
Talk
and shit. Wanna do it. Just don't go screwing it up.
That was Talking Shit by Bad Buzz. And before that, this was completely unintentional, but we just heard Talking Shit by Bad Buzz. Right before that, we had See No Evil, Hear No Evil, Talk a Lot of Shit by 16 Scandals. And then before that, we had Pressure by Dead End Job. I swear I didn't mean to have two songs with similar titles back to back. That's just how my brain put them there. It's not my fault, I swear. All right, we are on the last song. I'm very excited about it. It is also by NOFX or NoFX, however you want to say it. One of my favorite bands. I love this song in particular. It was one of the first songs that I heard from them. I want to say that it was on one of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games. I've never played the games. I just want to say I saw a comment on YouTube about it. Either that or they were like, this is a perfect song for this game. Either or, it's about skating, which I'm not personally a skater, but I'm sure some of you can relate to that. This is the song that inspired me to play guitar and the band that made me fall in love with punk music. So we have The Separation of Church and Skate by NOFX.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want to do today?
We don't know.
Do you want to go to the matinee?
No.
Do you want to go to the amusement park?
No.
Do you want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show.
In a sea of garbage. like a stake in the heart. Somehow we got driven apart.